I haven't known a council budget yet that hasn't been largely inflated by the time the project's been completed. I also question the number of people of Te Aroha that's necessary on that committee. I think I saw where it was going to be 14. And yet we only have 12 elected councillors, and they have to do the governance of the whole of the district. So that seems to be an anomaly to me too. I would like to suggest a fairer and more acceptable method of using community expertise to assist council's decisions. As a local volunteer, contributing many thousands of hours to this community for nothing, I know that there are many, many people who have a passionate interest in Rotorua and the developments of services for the people of Rotorua. And they would all welcome, or most of them would welcome the opportunity to assist council if there was such a process available. Now, everybody agrees that Te Aroha does have a lot to contribute. They have a lot to offer, and no one denies them that opportunity. That is not in dispute as far as I can see. But denying every other constitutional group the same opportunity is unfair and, I think, immoral. It certainly isn't democratic. So I would see a plan that includes Māori membership and representatives from other strategic groups that make up our entire community. The total number need not be more than 14. That's the number proposed on the partnership plan. But that number distributed evenly amongst the persons with the skills and the expertise required by the elected councillors to assist them in their governance of the ratepayers' interests. And these persons should also be open to public scrutiny and acceptance. I want to be able to choose who has governance and makes decisions on my behalf. I would select on past performance, education, and knowledge of the district, and fairness, and not on whether they belong to a particular interest group. I would want from any partnership entered into by the Rotorua Council that every citizen has an equal voice, equal voting rights, and is of equal value. And finally, I believe that every one of us has an obligation to resist any process that has the potential to destroy or affect our democracy. Our right to equal suffrage has been bitterly fought for, and we are privileged to be living in a country, in a democratic country. I want a system that gives equality to all of Rotorua, a system that does not divide Rotorua, and a system that seems to be fair and just. Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you.
Blanche, do stay at the table. Oh, yeah, there may be a question for you.
Forgot about that.
Councillor Hunt.
Thank you, Blanche. I just wondered, you said that you've got your sixth generation,
yes.
Whether you're affiliated currently with any iwi and whether you attended any of the hui that were organised by Te Aroha prior to the report being leaked.
No, I didn't. I'm affiliated. I have land blocks that I go to all the land meetings.
So did you receive invitation were you aware of those happening?
No.
So
I don't get the post always.
Okay, so you're not actively connected to a group at the moment?
No, but I know I'm connected to my whānau.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Donaldson.
Thank you, Your Worship. Blanche, You touched on the lack of anyone other than Te Aroha in the proposed model, so the lack of Māori in general, and you also touched on the Local Government Act requirement that we allow Māori, not Te Aroha, to contribute to decision-making processes. Mm-hmm. So on that same basis, would you say that the Te Aroha Standing Committee was equally defective?
I think the Aroha Standing Committee were a fine body of people until...
As a model, not the individuals on it, as a model.
As a model, it was a good model. I approved of that. I thought it was worked very well. And they have a very fine relationship with one of the Kaumata was on that standing there, who was on that, that standing committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we just looking around to see, rather than breaking again for afternoon tea, do we have any, do we have Alfred, Arnold, Richard Amory or Anthony Thompson in the room prepared to come forward? Don't worry about the time, it'll give you a bit longer for afternoon tea. We don't appear to have another submitter. Is there any other submitter from the later cluster of Bev McLeod, Barry Fenton, Dennis Burr, Alan McCauley, Leonard Taylor or Bryce Morrison here? Is there... Well, let's... Yeah. Is the committee happy if we ask if anybody, even if they're submitting tomorrow, wishes to come forward today? It puts you under a bit of pressure because you do feel a preparation, and I think that's something we should respect. Well, one councillor has said, is there anybody happy to come forward from another day to submit today? No? Well, we will break for afternoon tea and we'll reconvene at 3:10. It may even be a little bit earlier if some arrive, so could you be ready to reconvene at 3? I'm just aware many of you are bobbing in and out, wanting to hear it all, so we could reconvene at 3. Thank you. we'd reconvene at 3. We could have left it till 10 past. Don't worry. We might have another gap, though, for the last tranche. We're trying to contact them now to say we could get you forward. So welcome, everybody. And I invite back, for those that weren't here after lunch, submitters, if you could speak with your mic, you can pick it up, move it quite close to your mouth, because those at the back like to hear your submission points. You've spent so much time on them. And we do understand that Alfred's in the room. Alfred Arnold, lovely Alfred. Are you ready? You've got a cup in your hand. Good. Come to the table. Thank you. When you're ready, we're ready. Yes, so for councillors, it's submission 219, number 50, page 52.
I believed at the back they would hear me because I'm an ex-union convener, and also I followed the Labour Party very seriously in United Kingdom before I come here. But if you can't hear me, I will use the microphone. Can you hear me?
But your microphone's on, sir, so go right ahead. It's nice for those at the back of the room to be able to hear you. You do use your microphone, even with your loud voice. It might penetrate.
I know that, gentleman. He offered to throw me out the room, but still, we won't hold that up against him. Fine, well, the idea that you put forward with this Maori partnership, proposal 2 and proposal 3, I disagree with entirely. I feel that the proportional representation at the moment is disproportionate to their size, as they only represent 40% of the Maoris in Rotorua district. And none of the other tribes are even mentioned. And also the other groups that are supposed to be, that represent Rotorua. The people who come here, our visitors, the people that look after them, they're not represented. And this proposal has caused bitter resentment, and it's divided our community. You've only got to look at the newspaper locally to see what the letters are saying. Constant, you know, vitriol against you and your council. It's just phenomenal. I've never known anything like it. The partnership plan with Te Arawa is not going to work. And you must really believe that now, because quite honestly, I cannot see how you're getting too much representation for the motion. Apart from that, I think it's just not going to go. That's really about all I've got to say with it, really. I cannot see for a minute how it can possibly go. When I look at this that came with our folder that when we came to the first meeting with Jeff, it tells you here how many councils in New Zealand have got advisory only for Maoris on their councils. And not one of them has much as we have. We're actually advocating, well, you are, Te Arawa on the Finance Committee. They're going to be involved with our rate money, and these people are not elected members. That is grossly wrong. That is really terribly wrong. And all of these councils, I've ticked them off. I was surprised when I saw how many had only just got just advisory only. Fine, but that's outside the council chamber. And that's how it should be. And I keep looking at the cost and thinking about what it's going to cost. You know, I've been told various figures between $300,000 and $1 million. You know, I've just suddenly got the newspaper to tell me that the rates are going to go up 7.5%. I'm a senior citizen, 78 years of age. And not only that, our district plan is also got, their rates are going up too. I cannot afford this. This is incredible. And you have advocated a 10-year plan where the rates will be going up annually. This is, and then on top of this, we've got the Te Arawa involvement. I still don't know how many people are going to be working for them. First, there's going to be the Te Arawa group that you advocate that will sit alongside the council. Then there are advisors and all kinds of other people. And the funding is going to come through the rates. Surely, Mayor, you must realise that this is just an unfair burden on us. Then I look at Waikato Regional Council. They seem to have it right. Funding is via treaty settlement. Now, that I agree in. That I agree totally in. Their settlement is going to pay for them to sit in an advisory motion on the council. That is right. Because if they wish to involve themselves, then why don't they pay for it? You know, for me, this is going to do nothing for me. I'm Pākehā on both sides of my family, as you probably can tell by my accent. So really and truly, where is Te Arawa's involvement in my council other than a cost I really don't want hanging around my neck? That's about all I've got to say.
For submitters, I think you are addressing me, but it is for the whole council. So just
by
so
all
you
means,
understand.
By all means, yes, but you represent the council and me.
Yeah, I'll wear that one. Thank you.
Do
we have any questions? Yes, Councillor Maxwell.
Thank you, Alfred. The question I have is, I think you've missed one of those on there. I think it's Marlborough. Look at Marlborough and you'll see we're not for two committees, but they've got representation on four committees.
Really?
Yes.
Is one of them the Finance Committee?
And voting rights.
One of them the Finance Committee?
Similar to what was being advocated.
Or the same? Are they going to be involved with the rate money?
Or more. Four committees.
Four of them. Mm. And that will be 10 councillors plus four.
I think we should be careful about interaction other than just straight questions.
The question I asked is that you must have missed the Marlborough one.
I probably did. I was only looking for the positive ones, not really for the negative ones. I do apologise.
Councillor Gould and then Councillor Donaldson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Alfred, thank you for your submission. I'm quoting on page 52. You put, I wish to complain about the bias in the questions. How do you mean biased? Because basic questions.
Can you please say that again? We're hearing aids and I just missed one or two of your words.
You put on your submission, I wish to complain about the bias in the questions.
Yes.
That's what the council has received and that's what the councillors have received. How do you mean biased? Because to me the questionings which we put down are actually quite...
It was a very slick document. Even you've got to agree with that. I tell you, if you laid that on the floor, you'd slip over it because there's so much oil on it. There was four trick questions there and three of them you had to answer no to and one yes. And really and truly, sir, you know, I don't like it when you bring this kind of thing up when it's so patently obvious that it's biased in one direction only. Plus the fact it was only for one motion on that form. It never mentioned... option one, where there was just committees outside the council chamber. It never mentioned that. So in that form you're talking about, that was the reason why I was vehemently against it. I believe in total democracy, nothing more, nothing less. And if you cannot give me democracy, then really and truly we're going down a wrong road. The last time this was done was at a place called Berlin, and somebody walked into the Reichstag and took it over. And
thank
that was
you,
just
Mr. Bat. I can't take the union organiser out of you, can we?
Why should you?
No, never would, never would. I'm sorry, time for questioning is over. Thank you very much, Mr. Bates. We heard you.
I'll drink the gin.
Richard and Christine Amory.
Kia councillors.
Good afternoon.
I'm going to speak on behalf of Christine and myself. Look, I think this is all really, really simple. I think, firstly, we should get the language right. What's proposed is not a council partnership with Tiarua. I've been looking at various dictionaries, and a partnership is an enterprise run between people where each shares the decision risks, profits and losses equally. I hope this is not what's being proposed, because if it is, it's very different from what we've been presented with so far. I hope it's not where it's going to be heading in the future either. We're simply talking here about better consultation on council matters with a large minority group, albeit a most respected group of people who hold a special place in everybody's hearts here. I believe that our council must achieve better consultation with Tiarua and all other interested groups without heavily weighting decision-making towards any one group of people. While the council should consult with all minority groups, their representatives should not sit on and thus unduly be able to influence council committees. The voting on council committees must only be done by publicly elected and thus accountable councillors. I think that the perfect example of how accountability works, the decisions you make right now will have a huge impact on how many current councillors are still here after the next elections. Now that's accountability. Somebody who's been appointed by Tiarua to sit on a council committee is not accountable to me at all. I can't get rid of them if I don't like them. And that's what I want to be able to do. That's what democracy is all about, and that's how the council should work. Happy to answer any questions, but I just really want to say my piece.
You have any questions? Councillor Stewart?
Take it from your submission, both the submissions, that you are not against a relationship or working relationship with Te Arawa, but you're opposed, you think, having voting rights on the council standing committees is a bridge too far.
I think being on a standing committee is a bridge too far, and certainly voting rights is, as I see it, out of the question. If we're talking about democracy here, I believe that they should be consulted widely. Obviously, the system has broken down in the past, and they haven't been properly consulted. But consultation is one thing. Making decisions about what happens to me and my family is quite another.
I have a question, Madam Chair. Mr. Amory, did you have any objection to the what was in place before this round of consultation occurred, the Te Arawa Standing Committee?
No, because as I understand it, it was a consultative process only. They did not actually sit on any committees with power to vote and power to help make decisions. They were simply consulted, as I understand it.
Thank you very much for coming forward. Time. Anthony Thompson. For councillors, it's page 54, submission 232.
I'll be rather brief. I don't support the Te Arawa partnership. I do support democracy and elected councils and council committee members. I don't want any unelected minority group making decisions on my behalf. I believe in democracy. I have no problem with subcommittees seeking advice or assistance from any relevant group. But I do not want unelected people making the decisions. I'm not happy with the notification I received for this meeting. It was sent to me at 5:45 p.m. on the 28th of April. I received it by opening my emails at 6:30 last night. I feel this smacks with conspiracy to put objectors off attending the hearings due to the late notification. There is an awful lot of people that have to attend their jobs. I happen to be very fortunate that I work for myself and was able to take the time off to come to this hearing. But I must say that when I first read the notice, my first reaction was, bugger it, I won't go. Then I thought about it and I thought, that's just what this committee are coming up with. These people are coming up with. And I object to that. I'm sorry, but it's not good enough.
I wonder if you want to speak to that at all. the notification process was done the same for everybody. And I can assure you, we are really learning a lot from the submission process. So it's not done by councillors.
I would hope you will listen, and I hope that you will learn a lot. There's a lot of people out there that are not very happy with this council. There's lots of things going on that we're not happy with.
Well, that's why you're here today, to speak to your submission, and thank you for coming at late notice.
Absolutely.
Councillor Gould.
Thank you very much for your report, Anthony. I'm quoting from your written report. You said, I reject the Aotearoa Partnership Plan, but were you happy with the model before that, the Aotearoa Standing Committee?
I am happy with the council asking any minority group for their suggestions. I am not happy with any committee having people on it that aren't elected.
Thank you, and thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Now, we're not sure if Bryce Morrison is here.
Not yet.
Not yet. So we have another pause. Dennis Burr.
Dennis is waiting for support people that are coming.
All right. Alan or Leonard?
Alan, we haven't been able to get in touch with, and Leonard has with more. He's not coming up.
Oh. Thank you. Is there, I ask this every time there's a gap, but it's not to put it upon anybody. Is there anybody in the room that is submitting at a later date that's confident enough at this late notice to come to the chair? Okay, that's fine. We'll have to reconvene and as soon as our spotters see the next submitter.
Thank you. Israel, we're picking them up. All right.
All right, John.
Hello.
just for those of sitting so patiently, we have got two submitters present. So, oh, Barry, I'll let you get your breath. No, wait a minute, get your breath. Thank you. So we'll just call everybody back into the room, and then we'll be hearing from Barry Fenton and then Bryce. Just get your breath, Barry. I can see you. Yeah, thank you. But don't rush. There's a few more dribbling back in. We got ahead of ourselves. Get a wee drink, Barry, and settle down, and then we'll... Yes. At the... Might take us a couple of minutes to reconvene. Everyone pops away to do another chore. Do you want to speak about the submission process? Yeah. JP, can you check with G about the submission, the calling for times?
Sorry,
the submission is
closed. So closed on Friday. What happened over the weekend? So... closed on the 17th. We didn't get the last ones in until Monday, because that was all the postal ones that came in. They spent Monday and Tuesday setting those up into the systems we had entered. So there was probably another 300 or 400 that came in. And then from late Wednesday, Thursday, emails were starting to send out, and they started to do the phone calls. So end of that first week was phone calls and emails seeking to try and...
While we're waiting to reconvene, we have just checked the process about timing. The previous submitter's concern about getting emailed at a late notice, we've just checked back our process. We're happy to share with you.
So, councillors, members of the public, just a quick heads up as to the process. So, the submissions closed on the 17th, which was the Friday, and in fact we were still receiving a lot of submissions the following Monday. Staff personally contacted by phone where they could all submitters who wished to speak to check whether or not that was actually still their wish, and also confirmed that by email. Those who indicated that they wished to speak were finally sent on the Tuesday of this week a list as to the speaking order for today and for tomorrow. So in fact all submitters should have received by email at the latest on Tuesday this week the list or the list of the process for today.
Wasn't the list, it was just the times. No, just an individual time.
Sorry, you would have got your time for
just your time
when you were speaking.
Yeah, your allocated slot. And, well, thank you for that. Pardon? No one got a list.
My apologies. It was actually all submitters were sent on the Tuesday the times that they would be submitting today or tomorrow.
Yeah. So that would have... It was that last flood of submissions that came in. Was quite a rush at the end. Councillor Sturt?
I don't know why we're bashing ourselves around the head on it, because there's only one person who hasn't turned up today.
That's right.
So everyone else must have been notified.
That's right. And if they don't turn up and wish to be heard at a later date, we'd slot them in. Right. We're just waiting for one councillor to come back. Barry, you're feeling nervous in the chair. You're all right? Councillor Gould.
Madam Chair, so the submitters for next week have all been notified, is that correct?
They've already been. Everybody's been notified of their speaking slot. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
And Your Worship, Councillors Hunt and Whipper are running this way.
No. here. That we receive submission. Do it tomorrow morning. Do it tomorrow morning. You could do it now. No, you'll make us an price. Yeah. I don't see anyone running. Huh? Happy to go? Everybody happy to go? Thank you. Barry, the time is yours. We don't want to waste your time and appreciate you being here.
Good afternoon, people. I have previously presented to a council here, but I must admit I feel more nervous today than I have at other times. I have earlier this year listened to two presentations by the Mayor and one from the CEO on the future of Rotorua. And in all, I have to say I was very impressed with this. However, in those presentations, I heard nothing about this new Te Arawa proposal. You already have advisory groups. You have a CBD group who advise council on positive improvements relating to the retail sector, and these are unpaid. You have a tourism group who keep Rotorua in the front of tourism matters, and again, unpaid. And hopefully, after a year of waiting, you will have an elderly persons forum to advise the council on problems facing this ever-increasing group. Now you are proposing to create another focus group, put them on councils, unelected, and pay them. To me, this is a stretch too far. You had the answer last year when the Maori ward system was discussed and rejected by the council. Te Arawa have people who could and do make a major contribution in making Rotorua a better place to live, learn, and play. Let them put themselves forward, as you councillors do, to public vote. I am against unelected people being put on the council committees, and therefore I oppose the council's option too. Thank you.
Stay there and we will ask questions because you're allowed 10 minutes.
Well, you're making up time on me, yes.
Yes. No. Councillor Donaldson, then Councillor Sturt.
Welcome, Barry.
Thank you.
You did touch on the tourism group, and I'm just not sure if you are aware that the Tourism Committee, which was a committee of council and runs a budget of about $7 million, is now a business unit of council, so it performs a governance role over that budget for council. And it has unelected appointed members. There are no councillors on it anymore. I was once, and so was Councillor Maxwell. Were you aware of that, that there are unelected members in that governance role, and are you comfortable with that?
I'm comfortable with that. It's the paying bit that sort of gets up my nose. A few people are trying to reduce the debt of that you have, and you want to lessen that debt, yes.
Thank you very much, Barry. So I take it from your submission, and I'm on the Representation Review Committee, that as an alternative stance to what's proposed under this model, you would support the creation of Māori wards?
It's really not for me to say, because, but yes, I would.
Here to be no further questions. If I just clarify, the model of the Vision 2030 that I went out and spoke at lots of groups had the partnership proposal right in the middle with the people-friendly portfolio.